Vise published his detailed measurements and notes in 1840, and his assistant John Pering published his own book as well. This opened up a whole new phase of study known as pyramidology. John Taylor, a gifted mathematician and amateur astronomer who worked as an editor of the London Observer in the 19th century, was already in his 50s when Vise's data came in from Egypt. Taylor then began a rigorous 30-year investigation into all the measurements that had been reported in and around the pyramid, looking for hidden mathematical and geometric formulas. Taylor found that if he measured the perimeter of the base in inches, it came out to roughly 100 times 366. And if he divided the perimeter by 25 inches, he got 366 once again. What's the big deal about 366? It is suspiciously close to the exact length of an Earth year, 365.2422 days. Taylor found that by slightly changing the length of a typical British inch, these figures could become exact reflections of the Earth year. Was this merely a cheap mathematical cheat, or was there any worthwhile science behind it? That question was soon answered when a highly fortunate coincidence struck at almost the exact same time. Sir John Herschel, one of Britain's most highly regarded astronomers at the turn of the 19th century, had very recently tried to invent a new measuring unit to replace the existing British system. He wanted it to be based on the exact dimensions of the Earth. Without knowing anything about Taylor's research, Herschel used the most accurate dimensions of the Earth available at the time to suggest that we should be using inches that were very slightly longer than normal, by a mere half the width of a human hair, or 1.00106 British inches. Herschel blasted the French for basing their metric system on the curvature of the Earth, which can change, rather than using a line that went straight through the Earth's center from pole to pole. A recent British Ordnance survey had fixed that pole-to-pole distance within the Earth as 7,898.78 miles, or 500,500,000 British inches. It would become exactly 500 million inches if the British inch were made just a slight bit longer. Herschel argued that the existing British inch should be officially lengthened to obtain this truly scientific measuring unit. 50 of these inches would then be exactly 1/10 millionth of the Earth's polar axis. 25 of them would make a very useful cubit, which could replace the existing British yard and foot. Little did Herschel know that Taylor had already discovered these exact same units within the dimensions of the Great Pyramid. When Taylor found out about this, he was thrilled. He now had compelling evidence that the builders of the pyramid must have known the true spherical dimensions of the planet and built their whole measurement system off it. That again implies that the ancient Egyptians possessed a significantly more advanced technology than we normally give them credit for. Lemessurier reported that in International Geophysical Year 1957, the Earth's diameter from pole to pole was measured with flawless satellite precision, much more accurately than in Herschel's time. As a result, we now know that the pyramid inch is indeed 1/500 millionth of the Earth's diameter at the poles, and this connection is so exact that the numbers check out down to multiple decimal points of accuracy. This means the pyramid was indeed built to be a mathematically perfect reflection of the length of a year on Earth around its perimeter. These precisely Earth-scaled measurements appear again and again in obvious ways, both inside and outside the pyramid. However, an even greater mystery is found when we measure the diagonals of the Great Pyramid, namely the distance from one corner over the top and down to the other corner. This distance comes out to 25,826.4 pyramid inches, remarkably close to modern calculations of the true length of the precession of the equinoxes in years. It definitely seems that the Great Pyramid's designers wanted us to use the Egyptian inch, By making the pyramid's diagonals add up to the precession of the equinoxes in Egyptian inches, we seem to have been given a message to pay attention to this great cycle. These same builders obviously knew the exact dimensions of the Earth, and therefore may very well have traveled the world, seeding many different ancient myths in many different ancient cultures. As Santayana and Van de Schende revealed again and again in Hamlet's Mill, the hidden message in each of these ancient myths told us to look at the precession, or what many ancient cultures also called the Great Year. The primitive mountain, Benben stone, Shiva lingam, Omphalos, Betel, and Kaaba stone, not to mention the redundant worldwide pinecone symbolism of the Mayan, Egyptians, Hindus, Buddhists, Greeks, and Romans, also suggests there was once a worldwide awareness that the end of the Great Year would somehow involve the awakening of the pineal gland. The Great Pyramid now appears to be yet another way in which our ancestors attempted to permanently preserve this message for future generations. The Vatican seems to know about it, as they put an open Egyptian-style sarcophagus directly behind their gigantic pinecone statue, which was flanked with Bennu phoenix birds. If the Great Pyramid does have a symbolic story to tell, another obvious part of the message would be that it was deliberately left unfinished on the outside. There is a flat, square area at the top where a pyramid-shaped capstone, another form of the Betel stone, can be fitted. When we remember how well the Great Pyramid preserves the Earth's exact measurements, it is no surprise that Peter Lemaizurier, the author of Great Pyramid Decoded, suggested the flattened top meant the Earth itself, like the Great Pyramid, is somehow unfinished. It could be that the folks who built the pyramid intended to return at some point, perhaps the end of the Great Year, to finish the job they started. The return of the capstone also transforms the pyramid from a six-sided object, with a base, four sides, and a top, to a five-sided object. According to Lemaizurier, in Egyptian numerology, six means imperfection, and five means divine initiation. Given that we see the exact length of an Earth year in the perimeter, as well as the exact length of the precession in the diagonals, this suggests that the cycle of precession will ultimately remove the imperfections of humanity by moving us through a divine initiation of some kind.